Well, on our phone now, Mike Ducey from Fox 4 apparently is the guy who did not see his shadow this morning. Therefore, we are going to have a short winter, and spring is right around the corner. It's the groundhog known as Punxsutawney Phil. Phil, come in.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Good to be on with you, George and Craig. It's quite an honor.
It's actually Mike Ducey who's in for Craig this morning.
Oh, you got the Ducinator in studio, eh?
Hey, Phil.
Mike? What's going on there at Fox News? I love watching you guys. I appreciate all the work you're doing to stop the steal and keeping AOC and the rest of the squad from destroying our schools with their wokery.
Yeah, those are my cousins, Phil.
That's a different network. Easy. And different Ducey.
I'm just a local guy. Thank you very much.
Sorry. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I don't know. Yeah, so what do you do? Your cousins, they're all successful in the broadcasting. What you doing? Some 1 a.m. show with Sam Gannon or something?
Boy, he's really familiar.
Sam's my co-host. Yeah, we do it. It's not on at 1 a.m. It's more like 10:30, 10:40 at night. We're doing the best we can.
I hate to hear that, Mike. I hate to hear that you're holding Sam back like that. She could really go places. But anyway,
Phil, you didn't see your shadow, huh?
No, I didn't.
George,
I didn't. And... you know, I have to say, I really hate this whole pulling me out of my lair and seeing if I spot my shadow bit of drama in theater they do. It's just stupid, you know?
Yeah, it does seem kind of silly.
And it's totally bogus, too, because you know what I do?
Hmm.
I look at my iPhone weather app right beforehand, and I see the forecast, and I go from there. You know, so it's complete BS, but, you know, the town depends on it, and
sure.
I've been doing it since 1887, so it's like, God, every year I say, this is the last year, I'm quitting, I'm out, I'm done, but then they keep pulling me back in. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, well,
but they do it.
You're a celebrity.
Hey, and that's the thing, you know, you bring up a good point there, Mike. It is a celebrity deal because I think that's why I still do it. Because it just, to be honest, it gets me lots of tail.
Oh,
I mean, you would be amazed at how many human females will find a groundhog attractive if he's famous and has online clout.
Really? I do find that surprising.
And, you know, hey, the money doesn't hurt either. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty well off, you know what I'm saying? Because I was balls deep at Tesla 15 years ago. I'm pretty flush right now.
Okay.
So, anyway, but, you know, it's something that I think is fun for the whole family, you know. They get all dressed up in them their costumes and come out. And
just another excuse to party.
Another excuse to party, and they pull me out of there. And the only thing I'm wearing is like a hat sometimes. They put a hat on me. They won't even let me wear my drawers, you know.
Oh, man.
You're what? It's
embarrassing. My junk all flopping around, hanging out every which way. Yeah, you know the feeling, don't you, Mike?
Nothing like it. Nothing like it, brother.
Mike wearing them boxes, you know, his scrote hanging down like a bell clanger.
Well, we haven't seen those photos of Mike, but thank you.
With the trolley.
That's right. Big old ball sack swinging like a pendulum.
Okay. Well, do you have any other predictions for us, Punxsutawney Phil?
Yeah, Joe Witt Jr. going to be the next DC. Going to replace DQ.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, I think with the cap room and the draft choices, I think Quinn's going to make it happen up there in Washington.
Okay. Phil, keep an eye.
I really do. Take a look at that. I think the Commanders are going to be in better shape than my team.
Who's your team?
Eagles. Come on.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Right. Makes sense. And, you know, we got that Cowboys reject, Kellen Moore. I mean, come on, geez, kill me now.
you don't think that's going to work,
huh?
Oh,
God. Hey, dude, seriously, I'm serious. When I come out to see my shadow next year, put a .223 slug right behind my ear.
Phil.
Maybe it'll work.
I tried to come out in December out of my lair. I tried to come out in December and warn the Eagles fans they had 6 more weeks of bad football.
Boy, you have been dead on there. That's something.
Yeah, I mean, totally.
That's amazing.
Also, Dak will be traded after next year.
Traded?
Eagles fans may be interested in that. Yeah, they're going to get rid of it. They're going to let him go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to keep track of these, Phil.
I'll keep track of all of them. Hey, keep track of all of them. Anyway, what are you guys doing down there in Dallas? What's happening down there?
Well, we got to talk to Razor coming up next, so we got to get going.
Oh, you do? Well, I'd love to stop by your studio. I'm heading down there to help out a trucker protest that's going on in Texas right now. We're heading down to the border.
Okay, we're going to let you go,
out of time.
Phil. All right, you guys take care.
Okay, we'll see you.
Thanks, Phil.
Punks of Tony Phil from Gobbler's Knob.
That's right. That's the
I thought he may have a joke about
of town there.
Yeah. That's where it is. That's where it all takes place. All right.
Natural little joking device for Punxsutawney Phil, but
no,
alas,
on it.
No.
That's probably better.